بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن لله ملائكة سياحين يبلغون عن أمتي السلام رواه النسائي رحمه الله تعالى. نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم states that definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has angels wandering, roaming, traveling the earth. يُبَلِّغُونِي, they convey to me salam and salat from my ummah. This hadith mentions that when a person reads salam, and hadith have been mentioned about salat and salam, so whether a person reads Durood Sharif, whether he reads salam, whether he reads both together. So here, for example, I say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So whenever you or I say any form of Durood Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has fixed a large number of angels who only have one job. What is their job? They're just wandering around waiting that someone recite Durood Sharif. That someone recite salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the moment they hear it, they go to the blessed grave of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is alive in his grave. And they convey that salam or that salat, that Durood Sharif to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In light of other narrations, we get a bit more detail. What is the detail? They hear the Durood Sharif. They go there. And when they go there and they convey the salat and the salam, they say it with your name and your father's name. So if I say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam here, an angel will go and say that one of your ummatis by the name of Muhammad Sayyid ibn Yusuf is reciting salat durood upon you. Now if what we are going to mention ahead doesn't happen, this is enough of an honor that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows about you. He finds out who you are. Today if some famous person, some prime minister, some president, someone in a position finds out about you, that you know you are this person, then people get over the moon that he knows me. Even if they don't get anything from it, just he knows me. He actually knows who I am. You recite Durood Sharif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your name is mentioned to him. And the more you recite it, the more your name is mentioned to him. So the more I talk about someone, the more you and I talk about someone, the more he stays in our mind. So the more you recite Durood Sharif, the more you stay in the mind of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, other narrations go a step further. A person recites durood, recites salat, he says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, an angel goes and conveys it. In return, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also makes dua for this person. In return, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes dua for this person. You and I, we, those of us who have a bit of understanding that, you know, pious people, their duas are more likely to be accepted. We often, if we find out about someone pious, we go there and ask them for dua. That is one of the main things we do when we find someone pious. And if you have a problem, then even more so. If you have a problem, then even more so. What better dua can there be to gain than the dua of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That is why our aslaf, our pious predecessors used to say that when a person is in a problem, one of the cures for the problem is to recite Durood Sharif in abundance. Because in return for that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will make dua for you in abundance. If that is not going to solve your problem, then what is? So, in light of these benefits, let us make a point of reciting Durood Sharif in abundance on a regular basis. And the way to do anything in abundance is you fix an amount for it. Fix an amount for yourself, 100 times, 200 times, 300 times. Some ulama have recommended 300 times in light of certain hadith. If a person can do that as a daily target, alhamdulillah. Otherwise, whatever he can do, if he can do more than that, even better. There are people who do Durood Sharif 5,000 times, 10,000 times daily. And on the day of Jumu'ah, increase this amount. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged. Make it 500 times, make it 1,000 times. Sayyidina Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu used to encourage some of his students to recite Durood Sharif 1,000 times on the day of Jum'ah. If we do this, then inshallah, the barakat in the hereafter we will see, definitely. But so much barakat we will see in this world as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give firstly myself, thereafter all of us the tawfiq to practice upon this.